AstraZeneca's $1.5 billion Singapore investment, navigating U.S.-China geopolitical tensions in the pharmaceutical industry. This strategic move is influenced by geopolitical tensions, particularly between the U.S. and China. The facility aims to enhance AstraZeneca's ability to produce next-generation cancer treatments independently of Chinese supply chains, reflecting a broader trend among pharmaceutical companies to diversify and localize production in response to geopolitical risks and supply chain vulnerabilities highlighted during the COVID-19 pandemic. This investment aligns with efforts to reduce reliance on China amid ongoing trade disputes and national security concerns, ensuring a stable and secure supply of critical medications for major markets like the US and Europe. The pharmaceutical industry is shifting profoundly, with drug development gravitating towards increasingly complex and targeted therapies. At the forefront of this evolution are antibody drug conjugates, ADCs, a cancer treatment class combining the precision of monoclonal antibodies with the potency of cytotoxic payloads. These biological missiles have emerged as a promising approach, with over 100 candidates currently in clinical trials. We are now in the third generation or above with ADCs, and manufacturing processes have not gotten easier. However, the intricate nature of ADCs poses significant manufacturing challenges. Their production requires meticulous control over the drug-antibody ratio, linker chemistry, and payload potency, necessitating specialized facilities and expertise. Addressing these complexities ensures consistent quality, efficacy, and safety profiles. Singapore's biotech ambitions gain momentum. Recognizing the potential of ADCs and the broader biotech sector, Singapore has positioned itself as a strategic hub for pharmaceutical innovation and manufacturing. The city-state has attracted significant biotechnology industry players and fostered a burgeoning startup ecosystem through substantial government investment and initiatives like the Biomedical Sciences Strategy. AstraZeneca's announcement to build a $1.5 billion ADC manufacturing facility in Singapore is a resounding vote of confidence in the country's biotech capabilities. Slated for completion in 2029, the plant will be the company's first end-to-end ADC production site, underscoring Singapore's commitment to developing cutting-edge biopharmaceutical infrastructure. Plaquemine Holdings can advise companies and private equity players in AI within manufacturing ecosystems at the highest level possible. "We're organizing ourselves so we can supply the US and Europe independently," AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Soriot stated, highlighting the strategic importance of localized production. The facility's zero carbon emissions target further aligns with Singapore's sustainability goals. AstraZeneca's diversification strategy gains traction. AstraZeneca's investment in Singapore is part of a broader strategy to enhance its ADC portfolio and reduce reliance on traditional chemotherapies. The company has actively acquired ADC-focused biotechs, such as Spirogen in 2013 and Alexion Pharmaceuticals in 2021, bolstering its pipeline and expertise in this emerging field. This move mirrors industry-wide trends, with major pharmaceutical companies increasingly investing in biotech startups and novel drug modalities. Melinda Richter, global head of Glabs, noted, "Biotech companies under Glabs have conducted over $26 billion worth of deals to date, and we hope to accelerate further." By establishing a state-of-the-art ADC facility in Singapore, AstraZeneca positions itself at the forefront of this rapidly evolving landscape, leveraging the country's talent pool, research capabilities, and business-friendly environment. Overcoming obstacles and forging ahead. While the ADC market holds immense promise, challenges remain. Selecting suitable targets, managing toxicity profiles, and combating treatment resistance are ongoing areas of investigation. Nonetheless, the recent approval surge and the expanding pipeline underscore the industry's commitment to refining this therapeutic approach. As AstraZeneca and its peers continue to invest in ADC research and manufacturing, strategic partnerships and collaborations with academic institutions and biotech startups will be crucial for driving innovation and addressing technical hurdles. Singapore's vibrant ecosystem, government support, and global connectivity position the country as an ideal launchpad for these endeavors. With the pharmaceutical landscape evolving rapidly, AstraZeneca's $1.5 billion investment in Singapore signals a bold step towards embracing the complexities of next-generation cancer therapies and solidifying the country's position as a global biotech hub. No stranger to manufacturing partnerships. AstraZeneca rapidly built a global supply network of over 25 manufacturing partners across 15 countries to produce their COVID-19 vaccine, though specific investment figures are not provided. As evidenced by quarterly observations, the company maintains a robust relationship between CAPEX and EBITDA. This balance is crucial for sustaining shareholder value creation. The returns on investments in manufacturing, research, and development serve as key benchmarks for the success of biotech and pharmaceutical companies. In addition to this Singapore investment, the company has made the following major investments in recent years, all focused on manufacturing. A $360 million investment was announced in 2021 for a new active pharmaceutical ingredient, API, manufacturing facility near Dublin, Ireland, for small molecule drugs. A $285 million investment was announced in 2015 for a new biologics manufacturing facility in Sturtlie, Sweden. Acquisition of Neogene Therapeutics Incorporated, Neogene, in January 2023 for $320 million, all in, a company pioneering the discovery, development, and manufacturing of next-generation T-cell receptor therapies that offer a novel cell therapy approach for targeting cancer. A $300 million investment was announced in 2024 for a new cell therapy manufacturing facility in Rockville, Maryland, USA, to support clinical trials and future commercial supply. Written by James Tannehill, president of Plaquemine Holdings LLC and contributor to Plaquemine Global Insights.